Hey there, welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, where each week we're learning career-defining advice, powerful social media strategies, unique creative tips, groundbreaking influencer marketing tactics, and more from marketing experts that represent some of the world's leading brands. Let's dive in. Grab a drink and join your hosts, Cassie and Erica, for this week's episode. Are you amidst a job change or looking to switch industries within the marketing field? Or are you happy with your role in the field, but you're looking to take your brand's customer loyalty to the next level using social media? If you said yes to at least one of those questions, then this episode of Marketing Happy Hour is for you. We're kicking off season 6 of the show with a conversation with Kara Salazar, our friend, past Clubhouse guest, and social media business specialist at Southwest Airlines. After years in the beauty industry, Kara took a career leap and ventured into the world of travel. Today, we hear her story of taking that jump and what she's up to in her current role. If you're even vaguely familiar with Southwest Airlines, you might know that Southwest has established a foundation of raving fans. Let's be honest, Erica and I are two of them. And social media has certainly enhanced that fan base. Kara peels back the curtain on how they've grown their fan base using social media and how you can too. Of course, it wouldn't be Marketing Happy Hour without plenty of career advice as well. I don't know about you, but I am very excited to dive in today's conversation. So make sure to grab your favorite drink and listen in with me. Hey, Kara, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. We're super excited to be speaking with you and to hear more about your role at Southwest. It's my favorite airline, so I'm very excited to dive in. And you were a part of our first ever Clubhouse session, so we know a lot has changed since then, and we're just so excited to jump in. But before we do, I have an important question for you that we ask all of our guests, and that is, what is in your glass tonight? This is Marketing Happy Hour, after all.
Well, my go-to drink whenever I go out, which they don't have it at all places, but it's called a carajillo. It's basically like an espresso martini, but it's like espresso, and then it's called Licor 43. It's a Spanish thing, but it's delicious. Highly recommend to try it if you ever see they have Licor 43 at like a bar or restaurant.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Wait, where do you normally go to get that?
Normally, if you go to like any like Hispanic Mexican places, they will have it, like, or even Spanish restaurants, like stuff like that, they'll for sure have it.
Love that. I'll have to try that. I'll have to try it. Sounds amazing.
Delicious.
I love espresso martinis, so I'm sure
that's and it's, my alley. It's also more consistent than espresso martinis because I feel like you never know with them.
Right.
But these, it's like the same two ingredients, so you can't go wrong.
That's amazing. Cassie, what's in your glass tonight? So I have two, of course, as always, surprise. I have water and then I have a glass of Riesling. Don't know the brand, but I've just been kind of sipping on this bottle the last several days. So yes. How about you, Erica?
I have a sparkling cocktail. I think I had this in one of our last season's episodes, but it's from a market in Chicago called Foxtail Market, and it is their brand of vodka mixed with a local Chicago seltzer brand's seltzer. And it's very, very good. So highly recommend.
Sounds delicious.
Yum. Yes, we are big espresso martini fans. It's so funny. Anytime Erica and I go out with our past guests or just the two of us, we always end the evening with an espresso martini. So we will try that drink. That sounds so good.
It's hilarious because they always keep me up all night and I need to stop doing that. I need to start with an espresso martini.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'll either start with an espresso or a carajillo if they have that because I need it to like get my energy up.
Exactly. I love it.
I need to learn how to do that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Kara, so as we mentioned earlier, you were on with us at one of our first sessions on Clubhouse, which is so crazy. It was so long ago, I think like last April or something. But at that time you were actually in the beauty space. So would love to hear a little bit about your background, but also what that shift was like from the beauty space to now where you're at with Southwest.
Yeah. So I loved being in the beauty space, but background, I actually started kind of my social being in the social world because I interned for Southwest. It's going to be like 6 years now on the social business team, which is a team I'm on now. Unfortunately, I didn't have any openings back then. So kind of got a job in the beauty space and stayed there for about, you know, I would say 5 years. And one day I was literally, I was looking around because, you know, good to always keep your options open. And I saw my old manager from Southwest post this job and I was just like, let's do it. Yes. And applied and fortunately got the job. But it's been definitely very different because, I mean, it's a little similar because at European Wax Center, it's also services. And then obviously Southwest, it's also services that you have to be in person to do. So that's like the only similarity. But I think it's very different influencer wise, like what I'm doing from like, you know, sending someone to get waxes versus sending somebody on a trip is very different. But it's been fun. And, you know, it's kind of nice jumping into a new space because I feel like it makes me more creative and just brings new ideas that I didn't think I could do before.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So for someone who's not familiar with a social business team, what does your team handle and what does your role specifically do these days?
Yeah. So Southwest is unique in how we run our social team. So we run on a hub and spoke model, and the social business team is the hub. And then we have a ton of different spokes. So like my specialty is influencer. And then I also kind of assist with the social care team. So that's like kind of my specialty, and each one of my team members has their own specialty. So it's basically like advising, being like the subject matter experts, like helping in any way we can. And then more in my influencer is a little different because it's, you know, I'm managing the campaigns. I'm working with like our marketing team or, you know, our community outreach team and creating these campaigns for them.
That's awesome. What are some of, I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what are some of the key differences between the two industries? So beauty versus travel, when it comes to marketing social influencers specifically, are there regulations, rules that are different that have to be followed? What does that look like?
I mean, I feel like it's very different in the, you know, airline travel space. Cause like I said, we're like sending people to places, which, you know, just have to make sure the contracts are, and we have making sure we have like whoever we get in contract with, like they have insurance and stuff like that. And obviously it's a little more difficult because I think in the beauty space, it was a little more straightforward. Like, can you do a tutorial for us? Or can you just visit a location? So it's been very different in that case. I mean, as regulations, thankfully there's not too much, but like I said, the contracts I think is like an important piece over here, just being a little more thorough.
That's awesome, Kara. And I've just seen firsthand, I'm an avid Southwest traveler as well. And you all do an awesome job at kind of hitting the different touch points on social. I would say, you know, you guys create great content across all platforms, but there's kind of that aesthetic element / travel, a lot of influencer content on Instagram, but Twitter for me has been such an awesome resource for you guys because that's my main platform that I go to when I need to communicate with your customer service team. And you all do an awesome job at staying on top of those queries. So is that something that you kind of help to handle as well, being on the social business team?
So we partner very closely with that team. You know, obviously like customer service is so important to us. Just like connecting with our customers, as you can see, additionally, like storytelling, finding those stories, because, you know, all of these Southwest employees do such an awesome job at like creating these awesome memories with our customers, whether it be like one of my favorites, which my coworker, she used to be on the social care team, did like somebody tweeted at Southwest and she saw that they were a Taylor Swift fan. So they like went back and forth with like Taylor Swift lyrics. Or wow. Even in person, you know, creating these, like doing fun games or, you know, people on board making these weddings happen in the air, just different things like that. So I think like from in-person, from IRL to like social, you know, where our employees have done such a great job at like finding those connecting points and just making sure like everyone's happy, even though, you know, can be tough sometimes with flying, you know, how that can go, but from what they do, it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of touched a little bit about how you create those experiences very personal to the person reaching out. So, you know, sharing lyrics back and forth based off of that person's interests, like that personally to me really creates loyalty between me and a brand. And so is there anything else that you feel like Southwest prioritizes or does to create brand loyalty through social media?
Yeah, I mean, not only like they empower the employees to like create these moments and do these things, which I think is very rare, like you don't really see that often. I think that's like literally the key, like we have free reign, like my team helps a little bit with like community management. So like being able to like not only respond with lyrics, but being able to like surprise and delight our customers with maybe it's like some rapid reward points that day just because we felt like they were super awesome or something like that, like just empowering employees to create these special moments.
I love that. Yeah. You don't really hear a lot of companies having that as kind of one of their core values that they allow their brands to do. You know, when I worked at Disney, I love to pull in the Disney references, but I was trained to do the same thing. And besides that company, I've never really heard anyone else share that, but that makes such a memorable experience for the customer. So I love that Southwest empowers you all to do that as well. I think that's so huge. Currently too, with your team, what platforms are you all focused on? And are there any strategies that vary across the platforms for your team right now on social?
Yeah, so we're on LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram. We're not on TikTok. But I think, yeah, I know, shocking.
yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
But I think we're just like, especially with Instagram, you know, experimenting with reels. Our team, along with an influencer, we like sent our team, our creative studio team, to Hawaii with an influencer, just capturing content and being like, we're like, capture as much like short form video content, like create some awesome videos. So I think that's something new that we haven't really done as much before that we've been experimenting with. And then I don't know if you'd, like you said, you're on Twitter a lot. I know we do a lot of like more jokey tweets, which we don't really do as much on other platforms, like, you know, all the random stuff, or like we recently activated on like the Little Miss trend when that was, you know, popular. So stuff like that, which is very different. And I think on Facebook, we really try and focus on like the storytelling moments. So doing the long form, or, you know, the long videos of these awesome stories that we're able to capture of like our employees or with customers.
Awesome, Kara. Well, could you walk us through the process of an influencer campaign from conception to making it all happen? And then what KPIs are you guys looking for within your influencer campaigns?
Yeah, so this year is a big year of testing and learning. I just came onto the team in January. So kind of figuring out like what direction we want to go with, trying new things. So one of the new things that we're trying is, obviously, I'm sure every influencer manager knows, you get a million emails with like influencers proposing campaigns.
Yep.
So kind of what we've started doing is just taking calls with influencers, like not promising anything, but being like, you pitch to us, like, what do you want to do? And that's something new that we recently started and have gotten some great pitches. So that's one of the new ways that we've kind of started doing campaigns, seeing if we can get budget from like different departments to like do these cool things. For example, I think this will be up by the time this podcast is up, but there's this one influencer who is doing a cross-country flight, but on the same airplane. And he is just going to go, like, I think it's like a 12-hour day or something, just like on the same airplane across. And this is, he did this all on his own. So with us, like, we're just trying to find ways to amplify that. And then the other set is you know, mostly the majority partner that we work with is our marketing team. So when they have, you know, initiatives, like Hawaii is a big focus for us. Like we partnered with a native Hawaiian influencer, and kind of the way we do it, it's like, okay, what is our focus for this campaign? Like, what do we need to cover? And for us, it's really important to, like, you know, sustainable travel to Hawaii. Like that is such an important thing to highlight, especially for me. I was like, I want to make sure we do this right. So identifying the influencers and putting like a short list together and kind of like a rough budget so our stakeholders can approve. And then we have to go through the contract process. Like I said, we have to make sure we're like buttoned up and tidy. And then making sure, you know, on our end, obviously booking flights, making sure the stay is okay, connecting with local partners, because thankfully we have a lot of partners in different cities. And then just kind of going from there, doing the normal, like getting the content, creating content, figuring out how to amplify it on our platforms. So just partnering with a lot of different people in our department and other departments to make it kind of happen. And that's honestly like the top way we kind of do campaigns, is partnering with marketing or with other partners in our business, trying to see like, what do they need and how can we have influencers like support their message?
That's awesome. And you mentioned too, that you have a lot of influencers that come to you and you really look for that creative or unique pitch in order to decide whether or not to work with an influencer. Is there anything specific, either recently or just in general, that stands out to you in terms of pitches? Anything that you all look for to decide, okay, this is a person that we want to collaborate with?
Yeah. I mean, we have obviously a couple of like things that are important to us as a brand. And I think one of the largest ones that we look for, at least from these like separate pitches, is like connecting people to what's important to them. Like, you know, people fly to go visit their family or going to on a cool trip and traveling because that's important to them. So when we have these influencers, I don't know if you guys have heard of Baker Banter, they're on TikTok. They came to us and they're like, hey, like we want to go to the WWE like Super SummerSlam or whatever. like, could you send us there? And that's like, yes, like we want to be part of these special moments. Like we want to help influencers like create these moments because they're special to them, because that's what we're about as a brand. Like I said, we're creating these like special memories, and we want to do that through our influencer program as well. Like, obviously I love creating these other campaigns where we're like sending people to locations, but like if we're getting to have somebody create a special moment, like I feel like that just kind of motivates us more to like partner with somebody.
Definitely. And then I'm thinking along the lines of budget, you mentioned a little bit, how do you determine what allocation of budget that you can dedicate to each influencer campaign? Or is there a breakdown between micro and macro? And what does that look like for you guys?
It's funny because I just had this conversation today with one of my coworkers. I think, honestly, we don't even look at it. Like, obviously, following is super important. But I think to us, like, content quality is very important. Like, if someone has, like, amazing content, like, it's worth it sometimes to pay them a little more versus, like, the larger influencer. So like, at least to me, when I'm picking out influencers, I'm like, okay, how engaged is your community? And like, how good is your content? Because like, I personally, if we're partnering with an influencer, paying money, you know, doing all this, one of the big things is like, also, can we repurpose it on our end? Like, will, you know, so, and quality of content, it doesn't have to be like something that's high quality, but like something that's edited well together, or like, just tell the story well, is like super important.
So would you say then a successful influencer kind of takes the heavy lifting off of the brand and kind of comes with ideas and comes with like great editing skills and great content forward? And that's like who you're dedicating more of that budget to then?
Yeah, basically like content quality is just so important.
Amazing. I love that. Let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about internal social media. I don't know that we've had a marketing happy hour guest who's been in charge of internal social, so this is really interesting to us. We just want to hear a little bit about what that looks like and how you determine what to share, and then what the goals are for internal social at Southwest.
Yes. So this is also kind of new to us, and I had never done it before when I joined the team, but it's actually been a lot of fun because we get to like connect with different employees from like all over and get their stories. And I think that's one of the important things of internal social is like amplifying these employee stories. So like we'll even take something, for example, I don't know if you guys saw, but we had two pilots fly together and it was a mom and a daughter, which was the first time. Yes. So something like that, but like being able to focus more like on the employee, which obviously we did do like externally, but just focusing more on the employee part of it, you know, tracking down these employees, hearing the story straight from them, and doing just like a slightly different spin. But there's also like so much, I feel like there's so much like that our employees do like that they like sharing about on social. So just finding those little bits, whether it be on like LinkedIn, for example, we've started doing a series where we highlight new employees and they just share like what their first 6 months have been like, just little things that we couldn't do externally. And basically the goal is just to create more of a community. Like I think Southwest already has a great culture. Like I've had such a great time in the little time that I've been there, but like being able to like cultivate that on like a internal social network is something new, and we've just been trying to push for more engagement and just like cultivate that online community.
That's so cool. That builds so much like, I don't know, employee loyalty too. I know we talked about brand loyalty, but just keeping your employees engaged and involved is just an amazing strategy. So props to you guys for really focusing on that. I love it.
Yeah, I love that you guys highlight your team members too. I feel like that's not as common with larger brands too. You see a lot of startups and these smaller companies still doing that, but for a larger company to kind of call out team members specifically and not just say, we're so thankful for all of our employees. It's like, no, here's a specific story to call out. I think that's so huge. Like what Erica said, just fostering engagement, but also making them feel appreciated and heard as well as a part of the team. I think that serves a multitude of purposes for you guys, I would say. So, and another thing too, it kind of reminded me there's, you know, speaking of being on this podcast and stuff, a lot of companies too are doing internal podcasts kind of to serve the same purpose. It's like an internal communication process, but also they interview employees and stuff like that. So it kind of reminded me of that, but I haven't thought about internal social media. So that's kind of a cool tactic I'll have to share with my clients.
Yeah, it's super interesting. Like it's a part of like the Microsoft suite. So it's just, you know, an add-on, but yeah. I think it's super cool. Like you said, like being able to interact, and it's cool because there's all these different communities. Like we have one where people just share like pictures of mostly planes and winglets, you know, it's kind of our thing. But it's cool just being able to like interact with people I probably normally wouldn't on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably cool, I'm sure, for you too, as part of the social team who's kind of telling that overall story of the brand. You're probably able to learn about all these different facets of the company that you wouldn't normally get to learn about. And so that probably helps, I'm sure, you to understand a little bit more about how does this company work? Like, how does everyone kind of play together to work towards this greater purpose? So I'm sure that's pretty cool for you to see as well.
Yeah, it really does help. Like being, I call myself the newbie because I'm like my other coworker started at the same time as I did, but she's kind of been around, and I'm like, it's nice to have like an area where I can like start learning about all the different spots, because there's a lot of things going on.
Oh gosh. I can only imagine for an airline for sure. But Kara, do you have any future predictions for social media just as a whole, or even the influencer space, anything that you see coming up that you would recommend other brands to pay attention to?
I mean, I feel like the influencer space has changed so much post-pandemic. Like I think also as well, I've had this conversation how I feel like the sharing of education on TikTok from other influencers is really, I think it's been great because now influencers know like what to ask for, what to like, because I want to make sure that not only am I compensating influencers correctly, but you know, they're able to like collaborate with us. Like, and I think TikTok has helped a lot with like educating influencers on like what to do, what to ask for, like so much. So I think that's been awesome. But I don't know, I feel like it'll like everybody's needs content, you know, with TikTok and Reels apparently being a focus. Like, I think it's really shifting to video. Like, I think it's rare now to do like photo only campaigns. Like, I don't think I've done a campaign where I only asked for like one Instagram post. Like, that's not a thing anymore. But yeah, and my hope, this is not a prediction, but I'm like, I don't know what Instagram or Facebook are doing, because I'm like, I don't know if they're making the best decision. So yeah. I think it'll be interesting to watch the next couple of years. Like, are they going to go down the MySpace route? Like I don't know, because I'm like, they're not listening to like their user base. Like, yeah. I think they're going off too much off of, I guess, data, but I'm like, mm-hmm. from what I hear from like, I want to see my friends' pictures. I don't want to see real right. all the time. And me as a normal, I say normal person, even though I work in social, but like, I don't want to be posting reels on my personal account. So I get like Instagram focusing to creators, but I don't know how that's going to work out for them. You know, totally. I see TikTok going rising. I don't know about Instagram. We'll see.
Totally. Every time I see a video from Adam, he's the head of Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, what is it today? Like, I think he's great, but I'm like, what is happening now? It's wild. But
yeah, like when Instagram glitches, I'm like, they're doing a big change or something. Like, I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, so crazy. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that for sure. And I think another thing too is like a lot of brands are leaning into UGC a lot because they just mm-hmm. need that video content and it's hard to keep up with internally. So they're just like farming it out to UGC creators. And that's, I know, a big section of TikTok now too is like, I'm a UGC creator. Here's how you get started and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah. At my last job for our TikTok, we literally, like, I think 70% of our content was created by influencer/creators. Like, we didn't really do much internal capturing. So yeah, I nice. Definitely see that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Kara, you kind of talked about it a little bit. You talked about sending people to Hawaii and you talked about some other of your initiatives that are really fun that are going on. But can you just share some of your most exciting projects that you've worked on or initiatives that you're currently focused on with Southwest?
Oh, I'm trying to think because there's a lot going on right now. I mean, I feel like we haven't done that much. But I think like I am really proud of the Hawaii campaign that we did, just because like being able to share the story through the eyes of like a native Hawaiian and ensuring the story of sustainability and traveling responsibly, like that was super important to me. And then as well, we've partnered with an amazing creator called Max Miles Points because we recently launched like a new fair called Wanna Get Away Plus.
Yes.
Insert ad here.
Saw that.
But just like finding these creators that just create amazing content for the brand, and like it's just been so exciting to like just see all this great content come out that I've never really been to do before. So that's what I'm most excited about. I can't share what's coming up in the future, but you know, maybe you'll see it one day on our sure.
Totally yes. fine. We'll keep an eye out for yeah. it. We'll share it on all of our social media. Yeah. But I know I saw, so the day that we were like, oh, let's reach out to Kara. She'd be a perfect guest. It was the day that the points that were set to expire, mm-hmm. like no longer were expiring, and I was just like rejoicing about
Southwest. Oh man.
Yeah, we're the only ones so that happy. Do that, so
yes, and it's a really big differentiator between brands now too.
So yes.
And it's exciting for me too. Like We're thankfully I'm able to fly on Southwest standby as an employee, but like I still buy a lot of flights because if I need to be somewhere, like standby sometimes, especially in the summer, can be a little tricky. So it's exciting for me because like most recently, like I had to change a flight last minute. So just little things like that just really make the experience as a customer as well just way better.
Definitely. So I had a bunch of flight credits from like COVID days that were set to expire on, I think it was July 31st. And it was like July like 27th or 28th or something like that when this announcement came out that they weren't
going to expire. Thank God.
I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I can finally use them.
Now you're like, where am I planning a trip? Where am I going?
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yes. Same. Literally same. I know we were sitting there and I was like, okay, all my points were going to expire in October. I'm like, all right, Erica, we're going to plan a trip to New York. We're going all of these places. Like we're just going to go everywhere. Cause that's a huge announcement. So I'm very thankful. Thanks Southwest for that. Yes.
But Kara, you're welcome. Even though I had nothing to do with it.
Thank you, Kara. Kara made it all happen. Everyone send Kara an email as a thank you.
Post about it all over social media. She'll get big props at work.
Right.
Actually, my coworkers and I will like just laugh at each other. That's a thing. We do community management, and sometimes like, you know, our coworkers will tag us in Instagram stories and we'll just send like the most ridiculous responses to each other.
So funny. I love it. Oh my gosh. So fun. Well, Kara, the discussion about social and everything was so exciting. We're excited to continue to follow you in Southwest and just see everything that you all have coming up. But I want to ask you a little bit about your career and just some of your ultimate career goals. And where do you see yourself in 5 years? What's next for you?
Well, hopefully I stay at Southwest. I think since I interned there a while ago, I was like, I love this company and I want to stay there, which I never thought I'd be that kind of person. You know, I feel like I have that little bit of Gen Z in me that I'm like, you know, but Southwest is such a great company. So I hope to stay there. I've always loved social. Like I personally just want to stay on the path of social, whether that be like rising the ranks at Southwest and my team, you know, but yeah, just kind of stay where I am and see what other great things I can do in the social space.
That's awesome. That's a great place to be. I feel like in a place where you feel like you found your career home, at least for now, that's a great place to be. And finally, we love to ask this question on Marketing Happy Hour. Is there anything that you know now that you wish you knew when you started your career? I'm sure that you answered this when we did our Clubhouse session, but it could have changed since then. So share what you might wish that you knew.
I mean, I feel like it's everything will happen when it should be, and like, don't give up, because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like everything just kind of has fallen into place with my career. And I got super lucky that the Southwest opportunity popped up right when I needed it in my life and, you know, was able to work out. But like, I feel like also trying hard and not giving up on your dreams, because this was actually the second time I had applied to this position. The first time was a no-go. So I was like, I think everything happened when it needed to, because I was able to get awesome experience other places, learn from another industry, and then kind of bring all that with me now. And I feel like it's helped me excel in the position that I am in now. But yeah, just don't be discouraged, because I feel like sometimes it can be discouraging.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's definitely good to remember that. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing just everything with us today. We'll have to check in back with you down the road and just see where you guys are at content wise and just career wise. But Kara, in the meantime, where can everyone find you and follow along with your life and career journey online?
I mean, you can, for more professional, you can follow me on LinkedIn. On Instagram, I do post about my fun job things that I get to do, but there will be a lot of posts about my dog as well. So if you want some of that, you can follow me on Instagram.
Love it. What kind of dog do you have?
So she's a mix. She's like a golden Great Pyrenees chow chow little frame. And today's actually her 7th birthday. So
oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, wish her
a happy birthday. I don't know why you're on here with us right now. I would be celebrating. So
we were actually like, we need to go to the dog bakery because there's dog bakeries here.
I love it.
Like a little cake, which we do every year. So
my parents would always do steak and cake for our dogs growing up on their birthdays. And it was like,
oh my goodness.
So funny. Well, what's her name?
Her name is Sol. So S-O-L. So it's sun in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, well, we say she's a bilingual dog. So
I love it. Does she answer to commands?
In no, she only in English, but you know, we're a Hispanic household. So we're like, you're Hispanic too.
I love that. Yeah. I have a Coco next to me and it's so funny. She was the neighbor's dog and she was rehomed to our family. And they spoke Spanish too. And she knows one command in Spanish. That's pretty much it. So it's kind of fun to like, I just practice my dog commands in Spanish occasionally, but how fun. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday to Sol. Yes. Thank you. Well, thank you for spending Sol's birthday with us. We appreciate it. You're welcome. And thank you for spending your time with us again. We're so excited to continue following your journey. Congratulations on everything so far. And thanks for coming and sharing everything with us.
Yes, of course. Thanks. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you. I hope today's conversation with Kara inspired you to level up your influencer marketing and brand loyalty strategies. And next time you fly with Southwest Airlines, make sure to think about Kara and her amazing team and the work they do. Thanks for listening in to today's conversation of Marketing Happy Hour. When we're not recording the show, we're hanging out on LinkedIn in our Marketing Happy Hour Insiders private group, made for professionals just like you. You're welcome to join us there or on Instagram at Marketing Happy Hour. That's at Marketing Happy HR. See you soon.